This is the Weekend Reading List from Money Talking. Hello, I'm Charlie Herman. With me, Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine and Steve Bertone at Forbes. And this week, I'm actually going to be reading what you wrote, Rana, for Time Magazine.
Thanks for that plug,
you're welcome. Well, you wrote the cover story this week about manufacturing and is it returning to the U.S.? And this is a topic that we're going to look at Money Talking next week. And this is really a question, like what kind of manufacturing is coming back? Will it create the middle class jobs that that used to be here in this country? There's been a lot of questions I have about automation and whether or not these really are good jobs and if it's the sort of thing that you can get this kind of job if you don't have a college education. If these are pretty highly skilled jobs, it may not necessarily be the savior that we hope it is. You know, Obama wants to have, 2 million manufacturing jobs over the next several years. But the likelihood of that happening is pretty small despite all the signs that maybe some sort of manufacturing is coming back. And you're going to tell me.
I am going to tell you. I mean, even manufacturing bulls will say that the president may be a little too optimistic. But there's also an argument, as you'll read in this piece, for pushing policy in that direction because manufacturing does have such a big knock-on effect on the rest of the economy.
So, Rana, what are you going to be reading this weekend?
So I have just ordered a book called Sugar in the Blood, A Family Story of Slavery and Empire by Andrea Stewart. And it's interesting because it's a topic I'm fascinated by, which is the politics and economics of the slave trade in the Caribbean and how it relates to sugar production. You know, Britain, for example, a couple of centuries ago basically ran on sugar. The rise of the middle class created the desire for all kinds of new products,
and the mercantilism that existed.
Exactly. And so, you know, you had to service that. And unfortunately, it was serviced through this incredibly brutal Caribbean slave trade. And, you know, this book doesn't get into this explicitly, but it brings to mind other trade-offs that we have today, like really cheap clothing, handmade by child workers
or really
in
cheap
Asia.
Electronics that you have made elsewhere.
That ruin the environment in China.
So and then, of course, to interrupt, there's also the knock-on effect of, like, what our sugar subsidy system that exists in this country now in terms of where sugar is produced in other parts of the world and how the effect of, you know,
it's still distorting hundreds of years later.
What we actually should be paying when it comes to sugar.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, what are you reading this weekend?
I'm going to catch up on the New Yorker profile on Henry Blodgett, the once all-star Merrill Lynch tech analyst during the first tech boom who crashed to earth when Spitzer, I think as attorney general, looked into—
Yet another person who crashed to earth.
Another, yes, who basically was accused of giving high ratings to clients and ending up kind of really prompting up bad companies. He was banned from life, and now he has a second life as the CEO and editor of Business Insider, which is a hot new business online publication that is a little controversial in its own sense. So I want to catch up on that too.
I'm fascinated that he has been reinvented as a journalist. I don't know whether I should feel offended by that.
It's just interesting, the idea. I mean, this week we also had Anthony Weiner, who wants to sort of come back from his Twitter issues.
Yes.
Very nicely said.
Exactly.
And perhaps find a way to run from it. And a lot of this is about, you know, can you recover from a fall? And sometimes you can and sometimes you can. It just depends on...
It's just how fast. Only a question of how fast in this country.
And maybe if it's about money or sex, sometimes maybe there's a difference in that too. Maybe if it's money, you can recover faster. Maybe not.
I think faster. I'm thinking Martha Stewart.
faster if it involves money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about trust in the end of the day, I think.
Well, if you want to join us and read any of those stories, you can find them on our webpage right below us. And let us know what you think about the stories you're reading. Leave a comment here on the website or talk to us at Twitter at Money Talking. And if you have suggestions of what you think we should be reading or what we should check out, let us know. We'd love to hear it. Don't forget, you can also download the podcast of Money Talking, available for free on iTunes. And this week, Steve and Rana and I were talking about activist shareholders like Carl Icahn and whether or not they do good or bad when it comes to corporate America. So Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine and Steve Bertone with Forbes, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.